to this episode of ClearCast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates, and our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, this is Jill Hamilton, editor at clearancejobs.com. Welcome to this episode of ClearCast. Today, we're joined by Kenny Robinson from Northrop Grumman. Kenny, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today on ClearCast.
You're quite welcome, Jill. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks. So we're going to give a bit of an overview of Northrop Grumman from your point of view today. I have friends inside and outside the defense industry, and all of them tend to recognize the name Northrop Grumman. It's not a company that struggles with name recognition. What would you say is maybe one of the biggest misconceptions about careers at Northrop Grumman?
It's interesting. I've been at Northrop Grumman since September of 2007 after 25 years in the Air Force. So I've been around the aerospace and defense industry most of my life. And people think of all the aerospace and defense companies of all being the same. And on paper, we do look fairly similar. Airplanes, satellites, and other systems. The core of Northrop Grumman is a bit different, I'm finding out. And one of the reasons I joined Northrop Grumman is because of that. And that core represents a real focus on the mission, focus on people, and trying to create a culture, what I almost call family, of where people matter, and they're actually the foundation of who we are as a company. A strong focus on a diverse workforce, with mostly a technical community, because we are a technical company, but we have all different types of skill sets, where there's contracting, subcontracting, finance, in addition to our technical teams. But we have a real strong focus on the diverse culture. We have 12 employee resource groups, which has about 260 plus chapters for women, people of color, families, folks who are former military, veterans, LGBTQ communities. And it's something that really helps us shape who we are as an enterprise. For example, as we looked at the latest situation that arose with COVID and moving to a more virtual workforce, it put additional stresses on families, and having an ERG that focuses on families and a work-life balance and helps people discuss some of the unique challenges of being within a family structure in today's day and age was very helpful for folks, because they can have a resource to look at and to share things that work, share some of the stresses and some of the challenges they've had with folks who have got virtual learning for their kids. It was very helpful in that respect. Our African-American task group has been very helpful in helping us respond to the nationwide call for social justice and how people are feeling with some of the unrest we're seeing across the country, and helping people realize that the company stands behind each and every employee, and even in times of challenge. So that's been very helpful. And I'm not sure if people recognize that we're not just building planes and satellites and rockets. We're actually building futures for people who actually work for the company.
That's great. And I'm sure it's hard to balance. We looked at different school plans across the country. Just every state and even different counties within those states have different back to school plans that impacted employees differently in all the different regions. Being able to keep up with that and support your people is really key in helping them to support clients, you know, and support the mission overall. So that's great.
So one of the unique things I want to add that we really focus on is what we call the concept of local leadership, where we empower people at every level to make decisions and bring forth value. And what that does, it enables people to operate in a more virtual environment. So it's more seamless than some other companies that had difficulties in the transition. It was, I wouldn't say it was smooth for Northrop Grumman, but it was a lot smoother than other companies. And the diversity of our workforce and value in individuals really helped us a lot. I'm not sure people realize that Northrop Grumman is ranked number 15 in Diversity Inc.'s ranking of top 50 diverse companies, something I'm very, very proud to be a part of.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So what is your role at Northrop Grumman?
I am currently the vice president of one of our divisions, engineering teams. It's our Maritime Land Systems and Sensors. It's part of our Northrop Grumman Mission Systems, which is one of the four operating sectors within the company. I lead a diverse team of engineers and technicians and analysts and scientists for the Maritime Land Systems and Sensors, which is predominantly our Navy customers and ground-based radars. I'm also the vice president of all of our field engineers for mission systems. So I've got folks in my team that are deployed worldwide 24/7 in support of the product and services we provide to our customers. We support a large enterprise, $1 billion-plus enterprise every day with engineering talent. So my job is to provide the guidance, resources, tools to help the team execute, and also help the team develop the talent for the next generation talent going forward. And it's interesting because my experiences as an Air Force, I'm an Air Force veteran, as an acquisition officer, I was able to parlay that experience into the Navy field, which I'm supporting today, which was a unique opportunity that Northrop saw my skills and that they're transferable, not just to Air Force and my background in Air Force space, but to Navy and subsystems, subsea systems, and Navy complex systems. It's been very interesting.
That's great. You said you were in the military, was it? You said for 25 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then you came to Northrop right out of the military, which you said, I think was 2007. What made you stay and build that career there?
When I worked in the Air Force, I was an Air Force acquisition professional. So I worked with all the defense contractors, most of our large peers, and a lot of the smaller companies. So I got to see firsthand how the companies operated. And I really appreciated the fact that Northrop Grumman was very focused on the mission, very focused on the people and support of the people in the mission. And the biggest thing from a military perspective was that Northrop Grumman's real strong focus on integrity and ethics. And that underlies everything we do here at the company. And I think it's that focus on integrity and ethics and not just diversity, but the inclusion of the people in the workforce. So diversity is inviting a diverse group of folks to the table, but the inclusion part really speaks to how you listen to the people once they're at the table. And as a career military officer, I want to join a place where I felt that I could fit in, make a difference, coming in at a relatively high level within the company where I was accepted, could make mistakes, could learn because I didn't know the industry side of the defense industrial complex. I found people that really helped me grow in my career, helped me become a better participant in terms of the Northrop Grumman family and actually make more of a difference. So it's that coming together and that family feeling below the technologies, which are really cool technologies, don't get me wrong, but it's the how we treat people as individuals that kept me here and are going to keep me here for a foreseeable future.
That's really great. Were there key things that you were doing as you knew your transitioning out of the military was coming up? Did you just kind of inventory the different defense contractors that you worked with and made steps to do that? Or what were some of the key things that you did in that time period that really helped to drive that transition and encourage you in that making that change?
The first thing I did when I decided I was going to transition to the private sector was to do a little bit of homework on things I did not know about. For example, if I look at what defense industry and industry in large does, it manages finances different. There's different types of investment, different types of return on investment that we in the government didn't worry about. So I went back to school to learn more about business finance. And that helped me a lot because we're a business at the end of the day. And then I talked to a lot of people about the culture. I sort of studied people during the interview process as to how they treated me in the interview process, whether they wanted me because I had a really deep black book and I could open doors, or whether they wanted me because they felt I could contribute and bring my skill set to the company. And everyone who leaves the military has a different skill set, and people want different things and different aspirations. And so I wanted to find a company that matched my personal aspirations and skills and where I want to be in terms of my professional growth. And Northrop has provided that to me. I've had mentors from day one who have come forth, not just formal mentors, but informal mentors who have helped me understand how I fit into the company, some of the company's history, the culture, and how I can best contribute to the company. So those sort of things are very important to me, focusing on where I could best fit versus the company that seemed to have the fanciest technologies and coolest toys, for lack of a better term.
Well, sometimes
we have cool toys.
The coolest toys. Yeah. That's, you can say that. That's good. So you keep striking on the mission and how much that matters. And that is a key driver in the national security community. That is why we do what we do. Are there any unique missions of Northrop Grumman that stand out to you that employees there get to be a part of?
Northrop Grumman is making a difference in saving lives every day. My son, Ryan, is a 2011 graduate from the United States Air Force Academy. He's a combat pilot in the Air Force currently, and he's been deployed to the Middle East several times. And Northrop Grumman, right upstairs from my office, they build a system we call the Counter Rocket Artillery Mortar System. And what it does, it alerts folks in air bases or army fields of incoming rockets and mortars and gives them time to get into cover. For me, that's something that could directly save my son's life because he's actually experienced incoming rocket attacks while he's been deployed. We have systems that are monitoring our space in terms of making sure we have a safe use of space. As space becomes a contested environment, we have systems that are deployed watching the launch of ballistic missiles across the world so we can make sure that we have early warning for ballistic missiles. I'm really thrilled with the work we do with autonomous systems, whether they're airborne autonomous systems, undersea autonomous systems, which is incredible capabilities. I'm just really enamored with the work we're doing for cybersecurity and making sure the nation is positioned to fight a war that may extend to the cyber domain. And that's something we do every day to make sure that things that people take for granted can be taken for granted, because we're defending for not just the United States, but for our allies. Combat communication systems that make sure that we can communicate clearly and concisely in very highly contested environments. The ability to look at next generation stealthy aircraft to make sure they can communicate with non-stealthy aircraft, but still remain stealthy while you do that is an incredible feat. And then in my maritime land systems and sensors, we actually developed the propulsion systems that drive most of the Navy's nuclear submarines. We're talking ginormous pieces of hardware that had to be moved around on rail cars that once pulled together are so tightly precisioned that they are acoustically silent. Because as everyone knows, noise in a submarine is not a good thing.
No, it's not.
So the precision required on the engineering, the manufacturing skills that the team has to pull that together is really a world-class marvel. I could go on and on about the technologies that NG has because it's just so vast and so many. All of them are making a difference every day.
That's awesome. That is really great. Sounds like there's just such a diversity of opportunities, which is one of the major advantages of working for a company like Northrop Grumman. What does career mobility and progression look like? How easy is it to move around the company and to continue on in your career track?
So like most major defense companies, Northrop Grumman was built upon the conglomeration or coming together of other companies. And we worked hard to create a one NG or one Northrop Grumman way of doing business so people can move from sector to sector, from location to location, and not miss a beat. We have people who are moving across the company, across the country on a daily basis, taking on opportunities. And those opportunities aren't just opportunities to grow in terms of your next promotion, but opportunities to gain new experiences, opportunities to sort of reinvent yourself, opportunities to live in different parts of the country and experience different cultures within the country. And now that we have the technology that we're really honed in on with the virtual nature of the business, given the response to COVID, the opportunity to work in different parts of the country from different parts of the country without physically having to move gives you people a different opportunity that we haven't really thought that much about in the past, but that's the new reality of the workforce we're dealing with today. So I like the idea that we promote talent. We've got a number of developmental programs for talent, whether it's your specific technical domain or whether it's leadership skills, whether it's communication skills, that we develop talent at every level so they're prepared for the next opportunities that come forth. We're constantly seeking the next generation of talent to fill those tough positions coming forth because we're growing as a company, because we build systems that our customers really value and want more of. So the beauty of working for a big company is that you can move around in a big company and reinvent yourself on a lot. We've got rotational programs called the Pathways, where new employees actually take several rotations over the first few years of their career to experience different parts of the company so they can learn more about who we are before they settle in into who they want to be. We've got system engineering architects that we're building the next generation of our big thinking architects that move around the company and take on tough architectural jobs as we build these real complex systems of systems. Not only working with Northrop Grumman partner companies and subcontractors, so they get to be pretty complex. But that you can do all within the umbrella of Northrop Grumman and still be part of the Northrop Grumman family. And like I said earlier, with the focus on local leadership and empowerment, you feel like you're part of the big family, but you're still part of that local team while you're there. So it doesn't feel like you're lost in a giant enterprise.
I think that local leadership is really key, especially in dealing with a pandemic like this year. No one could have foreseen all the different challenges that came with that, but just even dealing with like different requirements based on customers or based on the area that you live in, it expedites your responses so you can support your employees better when you have local leadership and power to do that.
Absolutely. We saw differences whether you're in California, where California was hit hard and New York was hit hard early on. We were able to power through, provide tools and technologies that folks could take home and work from home. And the local leadership really enabled that. And we were able to do that without taking additional subsidies from the government to drive through the COVID response. Our diverse workforce enabled us to really be successful, even with the COVID that we hit, even with serious wildfires in the West, hurricanes and storms in the South. We've been able to work our way through all of those different disasters and challenges because we have the local leadership and the diversity of workforce that's used to dealing with change and challenge.
Yeah, it's been a year, that's for sure. Why should cleared professionals, if you could choose just one, why should cleared professionals choose to build a career with Northrop Grumman?
I think cleared professionals will find that they can make a difference in missions and systems that actually are really driving the safety of our nation and our allies. And from the very beginning of their careers, you can be in a position that influences something that's bigger than yourself, where your role builds upon a system that has a far better and broader impact than most individuals will ever get the opportunity to deal with in their lifetimes.
That's amazing. Wow, this has been really great chatting with you, Kenny. This has shed a great light on how Northrop Grumman cares about their people, and just different ways you actually put that into action with mentorship programs, the local leadership, and then so many other ways that you've described. So thanks for chatting today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us today at ClearedCast. For more security clearance news and defense information, please visit us at news.clearancejobs.com.